This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a play fake. Minshew taking a deep shot for Goddard. He's open. He's got it. And he's got a touchdown. Oh, Dallas Goddard, what a drive. A 36-yard score. And Minshew all fired up with his first touchdown pass as an Eagle.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday morning. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to put people in jail after Week 13. Who belongs behind bars after Sunday's action? We'll get to Mike Lombardi coming up in about 20 minutes. We will preview everything about this gigantic Bills-Patriots game tonight, Monday Night Football. But first, Aaron, a feel-good story. So Gardner Minshew yesterday comes in. He starts yesterday for the Eagles because Jalen Hurts' ankle did not respond to treatment this week, enough for him to play. So Minshew comes in. He lights up the Jets. He plays really well. And then afterwards, there's an awesome video which has gone viral now. It has like 4.5 million views. I saw it this morning of Minshew and his dad in the parking lot outside MetLife Stadium. It was a really cool moment between the father and son there.
It really was. You see, first of all, Minshew's outfit was outstanding yesterday. Yeah. The leather jacket, the aviators, like, this guy's got swag. I've always loved him. He's a lovable character. I know Joe G always talks about characters, but it's hard not to like that guy. But yes, the emotion in this video, like, it made my heart smile. I know that's super corny, but they're just, Gardner Minshew is so fired up. He's pushing his dad, like, all the emotions of that victory and probably the hard work he's put in, and I'm sure he's questioning, like, coming off the bench can't be easy. It's got to be like being a reliever in baseball. Like, you go in, you know, you're not sure how you're going to do. You didn't get to start, that kind of thing. So I think just proving it to himself, he still got it. You could just see how happy he was. And his dad tries to make every game. I love how his dad's kind of incognito too, with like his hoodie on, and they're just pushing each other, and a lot of testosterone in that video.
Yeah, it was good. And then they're kind of pushing each other, and it's silly, and then there's like a real hug at the end. I thought that was nice. So yes, the Minshew maniacs are all over Philadelphia this morning, and they will be for 2 weeks as he put up a good game yesterday. Joe, that video was pretty cool. I enjoyed that too.
And I'm looking forward to the twist that we go from a feel good story to throwing people in jail.
That's right. All the mushy stuff out of the way. Now, you know what we need to put people behind bars, because every week in the NFL, people are out there that just make us say, you know what, put him in jail. Joe, you want to start us off this week? Who's your first one?
Sure. Listen, if you guys enter Illinois politicians in jail into a Google search and you care to read, you're going to be there a while. So what's one more? Combo planner, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman. Whitman fought hard against legalizing sports betting in this state 2.5 years ago. He was screaming, what about the children, and all the bad people are going to get to the players, all that crap. And the Illinois politicians decided to kowtow to the ADs because they were scared about it not passing. I promise I'm not going to bore you with the details there. Here's my point. So what happened in the end is, in Illinois, we cannot legally bet on sporting events involving Illinois collegiate teams. So last year in college football, Northwestern has their big run to the Big Ten title game. Can't bet on them all year. In March Madness, you had Illinois Loyola facing off. Nobody could bet on it. Twitter's going crazy. And then it was kind of under the radar Let's go to the MAC. Northern Illinois, they're rebuilding the program. They go 0-6 a year ago. It's strange, judging last season. We have the super senior, something we've never seen before. And when you're going through with all these freshmen, you're not quite sure what you have. Northern Illinois, you could find them before the season at 250 or 300-1 to win the MAC, a team that was in the MAC title game five consecutive years earlier, about a decade ago. 250 or 300-1, and you couldn't bet on it in this state. It's not available. And you guys know, just alums would bet it just because, for a little action. And then there are other people like that would have seen that big number, like, let me jump in on that. So another missed opportunity. Will take your losers, but your big winners, no. You can't bet on it. What a joke. So Governor J.B. Pritzker, and also throw Jay Kassan's guy, AD Josh Whitman, for fighting against this. You're going to be in jail at some point, probably both of you, so let's get it over with. Throw you in on this Monday morning.
I like that. You're going to jail anyway one day. Let's just get it over with. You go in now on BetQL Daily. Yeah. Aaron, who's your first one? Who are you putting in jail today?
I'm putting myself in jail. Ooh. So I wish I got in on this whole metaverse thing. I have heard about it. I don't understand. I think. Are you hitting pause on my jail?
No. That was maybe the last thing I expected you to come out with. You know, metaverse.
I took a big left turn, but I could have been rich this morning if I had invested in this thing and bought a virtual boat or some virtual land.
No, you couldn't. Aaron, if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. Like, come on.
Stop.
I was at, on Saturday, JP Flame, one of the members of the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on the Odyssey Network, he wrote a book. So I went to the book signing. The owner of the restaurant was a friend of mine. And so he was telling me how he bought this boat on Metaverse for like $9K, flipped it 3 days later, and he did screenshot it to me for $17K. And now you need like, I don't know, at least almost 30K to get in. You have to like, it's got to be in, what is it? Ethereum or whatever the hell it's called. Yeah. So anyways, I just wish I got in on it. It sounds fun.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So that is why I'm putting...
It's kind of like your Airbnb. Like, you could have just flipped it and made more money renting out a metaverse yacht or boat or whatever.
I think it was... Also be cool to just be like, yeah, I owned a metaverse yacht and then I sold it and flipped it for $20K.
Well, if you're paying attention, Ethereum went way down over the weekend. So if you're holding
it did.
Or Bitcoin, it was not a great weekend. But
I feel like if I had that kind of, like, in all truth, if I had that kind of money just to like, oh, I think I'll just put an easy $20K into this because I have so much money. It's like, why the hell not? But clearly I don't. And I would be terrified to invest in something that I really don't even understand. But
Paul, Paul Aspen says in the message, buy the dip. Don't worry, Paul. I did.
full disclosure, I am so in over my head when it comes to metaverse, cryptocurrency, NFTs. I don't understand what's going on there. I just decided to skip. I just decided to skip it. Like I think
rich people don't want us to understand it, but Zuckerberg's all in on this whole metaverse. One of my friends from elementary school sent me these like virtual reality goggles that he just bought, so you can like look at this whole metaverse thing. And I'm like, wow. I just feel like I'm behind and in the dark. I don't get it.
I forgot where I saw it the other day, and I saw a piece on 60 Minutes a few months ago. Some of the robots they're building are scaring me. Like, they are too real.
Can't they, like, mutate or procreate or something?
Wait, what
world are we living in? Yes. I'm freaked out, too.
Yeah, they're
how
like
can robots procreate? How is, what know. Are we, they're not robots, then.
Did
you see the one the other day? Jenks retweeted it. So, you know,
maybe that's
he scared me a little bit.
All right. I got to dive into Jenks retweets here. All right. So, Aaron, you're putting yourself in jail for not joining the metaverse.
Yes.
All right. Aaron to jail. All right. Mine's going to seem pretty tame. And we got Joe taking on politicians in Illinois. Aaron's the metaverse. I'm just putting Teddy Bridgewater in prison after last night. That guy sucked. I took the Broncos plus 9.5. I did all right yesterday. I had the Jonathan Taylor touchdown in 100 yards. That was just a gift from FanDuel. I was on the Seahawks plus the 3.5. I felt pretty good yesterday. I'm like, all right, I got the Broncos at night plus 9.5 when I took it on Friday. And if you told me before the game that the Chiefs would only score 22 points, I would have said, oh, That's easy. They scored 9 points. The pick six, which that's when I was like, I'm turning the TV off. This guy stinks. Every time I want to feel like Bridgewater's okay, he ruins me. Teddy Bridgewater, just you are quarterback purgatory. Just go to jail, Teddy, to prison. Who else you got, Joe?
Yeah, I'll throw one more out there before we get to the fellas. What are we doing with Sunday Night Football? This is supposed to be the marquee matchup of the week. Now, last week, I'm not hating on anyone. You line up Ravens, Browns. It looks like it's going to be a bad matchup. We don't know that both offenses are going to go in the tank. But speaking of Teddy, last night, God, that was frustrating. Javonte Williams is just killing it in the run game, and it just doesn't matter. I have a lot of issues with that. We'll get back to that later on. But that was one of the largest point spreads of the week, and it's Andy Reid off the bye, and it's Pat Mahomes, so we got to keep it. And the Chiefs' offense stinks, so they keep that one. Now we go to next Sunday, the largest point spread of the week, 13 points. They're giving us Bears-Packers for Sunday Night Football. Come on. What are you guys, lazy? Step up and do something. Make some changes here. We've got 9-point spread last night with Casey. We've got 13 next week. Do something. And by the way, thank you, National Football League, for your lack of foresight. The next 2 weeks, we get the Bears in prime time. Sunday night against the Packers, the following Monday against the Vikings. Sunday Night Football, people, whoever is in charge of making this decision, go to jail.
Look, Sunday night 2 weeks from now is the Saints and the Bucks. I'm not watching Taysom Hill in prime time. Get it out. Yeah. Get it out now. Make a decision and get it out. Aaron, who else you want to put in jail besides yourself?
Well, I'm glad that we're running out of time because I'm still bitter and don't even want to talk about it. But I have to put the Vikings in jail. I had them in a couple plays. It could have been a much better day than it was. The penalties hurt them. The defense looked like trash at times. I know they did have a couple good plays, but oh my God. The Vikings, man, what are you doing? I was so mad yesterday. Go straight to jail, the whole team.
Jake, who do you want to put in jail?
Yeah, mine will be quick. All the losers and crybabies who are crying about Kenny Pickett's fake slide, get over it. That was awesome, okay? I get it. The rules are there for a reason. But that was so cool. Stop crying about it. Go to jail. Get a life. Touch grass.
Touch grass. BetQL Daily, and I'm with you, Jake. That was a smart play by Kenny Pickett. Change the rule if you don't like it. That was pretty awesome in the ACC title game. All right, BetQL Daily presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. Up next, Mike Lombardi, your Odyssey NFL insider on all things Week 13 and a look ahead to tonight, the Bills and the Patriots, Monday Night Football. That's next right here on the BetQL Network.